Hi, welcome to Devotions with Emotions. I'll be reading to you an excerpt of a devotional plan from Dirkie van der Spoys, When the Holy Spirit Moves. Gifts of Grace. As children of God, every one of us is born again through the Holy Spirit and become part of the body of Christ. Every one of us is a member of the broader church and has a specific function and task to perform. Accordingly, not all Spirit-filled Christians can have the same function in life. Every Christian is a blessing to others in a unique way, and the Holy Spirit enables us to spread the kingdom in different ways. God does this by distributing gifts that He knows will be the best for another spiritual being's growth. We also realize that the gifts of the Spirit are gifts of grace. This means that a spiritual gift is not something that one can earn or attain. It remains a gift of God for someone else's spiritual well-being and growth. We receive the gifts as gifts from God, which we are not to keep to ourselves, but are to pass on to others who need them. Even the gift of speaking in tongues is ultimately intended not for ourselves, but for spiritual growth and for the purpose of greater usability and blessing to others. In His sovereign love, God gives spiritual gifts to the church so that the body of Christ can function effectively and extend His kingdom. Extending the kingdom is the work of the Holy Spirit. Because no person can change people's hearts. No person can change lives in their own strength. We cannot overcome the evil one or help people to grow spiritually in our own power. The Holy Spirit and His ministry cannot be categorized or put into a box. Similarly, God can also not be defined or restricted. The Bible teaches that the Holy Spirit wants to come into our lives and empower us in a new way. Every believer, therefore, has a desire for a fresh anointment of the Holy Spirit. The earnest desire of every true believer is to live fully alive under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for listening to my audio devotional reading podcast. I hope you were enlightened. Remember, we are all far from perfect, but it's never too late to bounce back. Now, time to go out there and have a purposeful and spirit-filled day.